For your hand is extended unto the house of Israel. As we gather here the Shavuot of our great King and Creator, we bow in the midst of your presence this Shavuot to bless and to worship you, Yahweh. You are the object of our worth. You have a great worth to your people. As this nation and those around the world have given themselves over unto a God thing, may they given over unto the power of money. It is the thing that they labor continuously for. They will sell out their being. Men will sell out their homes. Women will sell themselves to obtain money to fulfill the pleasures of their lusts. Fathers will turn away from their sons and their daughters to pursue with great energies and great effervescence money. Mothers will turn their children out to nurseries and strangers that they don't even know, never dialogue with, do not even understand their spirit, for the pursuit of money. This is the great power that rules in the nations today. It is not the strength of your Torah, the power of your counsel, your statutes. It's not the living power of HaMashiach in the heart of this generation. For this generation, your Torah is worthless. Your name is worthless. It is the strength of their economic power that they consider to be the most worthwhile thing in their lives. And on this Shabbat, the malls or their churches, their whorehouses, will be filled with every kind of lust, lustful, every kind of spirit of prostitution, that they will sell themselves unto a credit master to charge up their trinkets and things, that they may offer oblations unto their gods. But we come in the presence of Yahweh. We come to the throne of Yahweh to bless you, to worship you, because you are worthy. You are the worthwhile one. You are the only one that possesses any worth. Nothing else is of any value. Nothing else possesses any strength or any character of your worth. You have given unto Yisrael the knowledge and revelation of your Torah and your truth, your statutes, the things that you value, that are great, and that are worth more than anything that this life offers. And yet this nation and the world will worship today. They will worship the things that they believe is worthy. They will fill their nickel and dime stores for trinkets, for things that never satisfy them, never give them any comfort of excitement. And what they receive is momentarily. It does not present any kind of strength or great value. But to worship you, Yahweh, to lift up your name, to lift up hands that are kodesh and set apart for the service of Yahweh, it is of great value. And so we enter into the presence of Yahweh to worship you, to bless you, to extend your name highly and to exalt your truth. I do bless you today. I do thank you. I do praise you for all things. With a heart of thankfulness and a mind that is full of thanksgivings unto you. So we give thanks. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for my son, my daughter, the health. Thank you for sustaining my wife, my husband. Thank you for the bread. Thank you for the hope of the coming Messiah. Thank you for the words. Thank you for all things. Thank you for the trials. Thank you for the tribulations. Thank you for the great battles that intensifies each day. Thank you for it. In all things we shall give you great thanks and bless you and worship you. For there is no other. There is no other to worship but Yahweh. We gather in your house. In your house where your name is anonymous with your character. So we bless you. We thank you. We praise you here collectively. Within my love, I will worship you. I will exalt you. I will cry out unto you. I will worship you. I will lift my voice unto the Shemayim and bless you mightily. I will strengthen the testimony of HaMashiach that lives vividly and alive within me. So I shabak you today. I esteem you, I bless you. Cause the power of your Ruah to fill this place mightily, and that every heart, every mind will be made free with great repentance and converting, that we may this Shabbat dwell in the presence of our Abba and delight in the presence of Yahweh with great delight, with great anticipation. We ask it in HaMashiach's mighty name. We trust you for the great victory today. As we ask you to look upon our precious brothers and sisters scattered around the world in every nation, those that are able to listen by the live stream today, let every heart, let every person, everyone be uplifted and strengthened in the truth of our Abba. For your kingdom is everlasting. There is no other kingdom. And your truth endures through all generations. Nothing shall, can be, and will be removed from your Torah. We ask you to heal everybody. Touch those that have called for prayer or written. Touch those that have sent the wonderful offerings and gifts. We pray for them. And as we bow collectively, men like Pastor Babu, men like Pastor Martin there in Kenya, and the young sister Betty, we do pray for her. That bread will be sufficient today. What a miserable state, Yahweh. Brother James, that wrote immediately after Wednesday truth service from New York, with his heart filled with great sorrow of the condition, he said, Pastor Roberts, what can I do? That is your way, Yahweh. We that see a brother or a sister that's in need, and we shut up our bowels of compassion, how dwell the Ahava of Yahweh in us. So I pray your blessing upon his home, his children, and all that under him. Bless him, I pray mightily. And every brother that has given, every wife, everyone that has sent the offerings on this week, bless them, I pray. And thank you for every gift, that we will not take them for granted, but they will be used for the kingdom work and the work of the kingdom. We bless you today. We thank you. Let this order of service be one that your name is esteemed and blessed, and that the word may be a great strength to every heart. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. In all his kiddush and cried, hallelujah way. Hallelujah way. Come on, lift your voices. Yeshua Bakim. Yeshua Bakim. Yahweh. Hallelujah way. Hallelujah way. Hallelujah way.
You're worthy of us.
Hallelujah way. For your name is excellent, our precious Abba. There is no other name with the excellences or the mighty name of Yahweh. So as we, in the process of this worship, with accolades of your grandeur and your honor, we bless you this Shabbat. Let this Shabbat be a true Shabbaton to the house of Israel. We will cease from laboring by the drawing, the alluring, the intensity that flesh brings upon one to seduce them into a cauldron of darkness whereby even the mind cannot function properly. Stress, perplex, oppress, depress, suppression, and every kind of imbalance that is known to man. And so on this Shabbat, we shall take great pleasure in the Shabbaton. To rest, we shall rest in your bosom, the hearing of the words, to carry it out with great diligence, and above all things, a great love, to please you in everything that we do. And so we bless you and shabbat you. Bless those that are gathered with Brother Nathan, those in different homes. There's so many your way. We don't want to omit one, so we go not to call any out, but there are so many, the precious brothers and sisters, and their giving and their strength as they strengthen the mind of Yahweh here with their words, with their thankfulness to hear the word that strengthen them continuously. Rest of all, I pray. Every home that is represented, everyone, we pray for them in the mighty name. Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless you, Yahweh. And all his people cried, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, I bless you, my friend. Simply be my friend. Yeah, we bless you. You may be seated. What a wonderful time and a wonderful hour to be in. To understand the excellency of the power of Yahweh, and to understand that excellency, it is to know the power of his deliverance that makes a man free, that and set his mind at liberty to worship him, to call upon him. This is a generation that has no understanding of what the worship of Yahweh is. It's a generation that is carried away with every kind of seduction known to mankind. It's a generation that the mind, the thoughts of the mind, and they are dictated by the powers of darkness. For Shaitan has craftily raised up a mindset in this generation, that it is a generation that despise anything about Yahweh, despise any kind of discipline or truth. Anything that will instruct them, they despise it. It is one of hatred. And do we wonder of the condition and the time that we are in, and the reason the time is as it is? Why is it that this time and this generation has been reduced to a people that they're almost like savages? Because that's what Scripture says. Is it a generation that purport things that, and esteem things that are so vile and so corrupt? As I was thinking of the day, and as I listened, and as I tried to comprehend the breadth and the depths of many things, we can see the power of the God of this world, what He has done. He has raised up princes and rulers and powers of darkness that actually dominates the thinking, the mind, controlling the actions, the deeds, and the thoughts of this generation. Now, there's a reason why that has happened, and I hope to point that out to us today. You hear in their lyrics, in a generation whereby these corruptors of the mind, that they will call the woman every kind of derogative, demeaning thing there is. She's a whore. She's a bitch. Now, these are the expressions. And the minds of the children are filled with this corruption and perversion. Can I say this to you all? There's something wrong with the people of color in any nation. Now, the reason I say that, because you can listen to country and western, I don't, but it never spew out that vile, venomous, corrupt thing. It never calls even the country girl that. It never expressed her character as being that. As I grew up in the 60s, we had R&B, soul music. If anything it did, it exonerated. It esteemed the character and the affection of the woman. Today, they associate them with some carnivorous beasts of the field. Why is that, Pastor? Because this is the mindset that has been raised in this generation. It is a generation of, I will use this expression, of bastardom, of bastards. Now, what a true bastard is, that is a more dignified expression. But a bastard, in the true vernacular or definition, it is one that has been born to a female, or they use that expression. And I don't like to use it, but I use it for expedience. But it's one that has been born to a woman that exemplifies the character of a female dog. And a female dog will habitate with any dog. It makes no difference at all. And so what is the result of that? It is what we call a bastard. And this Jezebel of this hour, she is not committed to anyone. She is not one that is faithful. So she seduced the minds and the heart of this generation to be given unto the acceptance of these things. You wonder why they speak with the expressions they do? Because this is what they are given. This is what the powers that be feeds this generation. It is what it wants. It is a generation of bastardom. We can look at certain segments in this nation, and we find 75-80% of the children that are birthed are born outside of the auspicy of Yahweh's covenant. You must understand that Yahweh's covenant with Israel was to produce a sound, established people that will call upon Him and be faithful unto Him. That was the reason. That was His purpose. We find in this generation there is no such thing as commitment and covenant relationship. And so the princes and the powers of darkness are raised up, the 50 cents, the M&Ms, and they spew out these lyrical tones that appeases the God in those that receive that power and express it in the same magnitude, because they are children that are illegitimate. They are not birthed by the Ruah of Yahweh. And so a son of a female dog, or a daughter of that, and we find many daughters of this Jezebel, a whore lays with every kind of man, regardless of his color, creed, or religion, and she's producing this. Now many will get offended because I will use that expression. And yet the rappers use it and use those kind of derogative, and they express it in derogative meanings. And no one is offended. Parents will buy these musical, and it's not music, but this, they will open up their homes to this. They don't govern their homes, and they don't even know what their children are doing. And the reason this thing has great strength is because it is given over unto the sons and the daughters of that female carnivorous beast. This is a beastly generation. I will show us some things in scripture. And so they're given over unto that, and it fills the appetite of their hearts. You can look at almost any kind of lyrical tones that is not done in any other form of music, but this thing that has come out in this generation, nor the form. And so the woman is reduced down to a dog. And that is why you have young girls today, they are literally delivering daughters of a, that's what they are, or sons of a, that's what they are. And anything outside of the auspicy of marriage, and anything outside of the covenant relationship with Yahweh, it is a daughter of that particular action and attitude. It is a son of that. So it is in the spiritual, it is in the natural sense. And they have gone away from the one that has shown any kind of love toward them. And today they are producing sons of and daughters. And we see that proliferating in certain communities in this nation. And I say this to those that call themselves Negroes, Black, African American. It is the most proliferating thing in the community of those of that text and that color. Nothing else like it in no other community in this nation. No other community. We don't want to deal with the actual facts of those things. But it exists. It is real. And they raise up these powers of darkness and pay them millions of dollars. Very few reach the pinnacle of a priest. And that is what men like 50 Cent or Eminem, they are men of priestly power. They have the power to persuade the mind, the actions, the movement, the desire. They have power to do that. They call your daughter a son of a, and they call her a bitch. I don't want to use that. I'm careful how I use it. But they call them that, and it is a jovial reaction behind that in their expression, because they show obeisances unto the priest or the godlike creature. He has the power to persuade their minds and alter their thinking and the chemistry of their thought. They have the power to do that. And they become very erratic. They become transformed. And no other form of music expresses that. Like what we call in the community of the Negroes or the colored people of America. No other music lyrics. I was listening as I thumbed through radios or the dial at times. This woman called the program and said that she was at a stop sign in the city. And this young Caucasian man, he pulls up to her and he looks over there at her and he tones his radio up to deafening. And she said the lyrics that were being spewed, he did that purposely to let her know actually what she was. And he looked at her and he began to sing the same lyrics to her. The bee, the nigger, the pervert. And this is what cells in a retarded, corrupt generation that is of the spirit of this Jezebel, and their birth unto bastardom. You get offended, but these things are actual. And they're real in the world, and we don't want to deal with them. But Scripture tells us, and it gives us words to show us the actual meanings and relate to words that are more modernized in the English vernacular, but they are in the book that you think and we think we know. And this nation and the nations of the world, they raise up these princes and these powers and these priests to administer the worship of their god, Shaitan. And it draws the young women and the young men into this seductive, corrupt behavior that they can't even put their clothes on properly. They're burning in such an unsatisfiable lust. I was reading a little girl. Listen to this, please. She's 11 years old. She's pregnant. She will have her baby when she's 12. And the mama is the same thing that she is. She's standing beside the little girl with her belly out. And these Madonnas have made that to be a very wonderful thing to do, to show your belly when you're pregnant. So they walk around with these tops on up to here with their belly showing. So the mother, this Jezebel, she's not a mother, but she is the daughter of a dog. She has her arms around the little girl. She has a baby that is 6 months old. And she said, I'm very proud of my daughter, her pregnancy. And the little girl is a chain smoker. She smoked cigarette after cigarette. Now, this is the mindset of this bastardom, or this spirit of bastardy that is in the nation. The daughters and sons of this Jezebel, they're birthed for a religious offering unto hell. I know it's hard for us to comprehend that. We don't want to deal with the realities of what things are taking place. That is why their minds can accept that. That is why it is easily induced into their mindset and the practices of these things. It is not something that caused their heart to become very, In my days, a woman that was pregnant, she covered herself well. And to see her flaunting that, uncovering herself, it was a shameful thing. And a stranger would pull her over and say, that's not how you dress. And so we have this proliferation of these sons and daughters of dogs. And the dogs, every dog, one that is a dog, Hamashiach said to the woman, that this bread is not meant for the dogs. It is meant for the house of Israel. And the dogs cannot eat this bread. I am not sent to feed the dogs. I'm not sent to give the dogs a pleasurable meal. And she said to him, yes, you're right, Hamashiach. But even this dogs and the dogs desire the crumbs that falls down. And so this spirit today, it is of the nature of a dog. And it is imparted into them by their spiritual lyrics. How do I know it worked? Because I looked at Sister Horn back then. We were singing, and her emotions and her expression. I just looked at it, because that is what the lyrics, and that is what the songs will do. It imparts into us a lively animation of the spirit that is being denoted in the songs. And so today they are producing children of death and bastardom, and children that are birthed by this power of this Jezebel. And she is just what she is, a dog. That's what she is. And yet the house of Israel, Yahweh says, they will hear. And I will feed them the body of Hamashiach, the living bread, and they shall eat that. Why is the condition of this hour the way it is? Do we understand? Do we even try to comprehend the reason why? When these powers that be, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It is not a fleshly creature you're wrestling against. It is not a flesh mind. These powers impart these living oracles, and I don't want to use that expression, but these living powers and these living things in the minds and the heart of this generation. And that's why they respond the way they do. That's why they behave the way they do. That's why they act the way they do. That's why they act like a savage. That's why they act like heathens. That's why this generation is far removed from any form of reality. And the reason why, because Yahweh does not intend to feed them the living bread. I know it's hard for us to accept that and to realize that, but that is so. You must understand that in the natural sense, in my natural birth, my mother practiced the same form as a female dog. What a woman, I don't care who she is, when a woman practices that kind of a form, it is just like a female dog. Because that is one beast that has no commitment or no covenant contact at all. You take the bald eagle, a splendid thing that flies above the very air of the Shemayim. And yet that thing will mate faithfully to the same eagle every year. Never changes its pattern. Always the same one. Always the same one. Never changing the pattern of that. Why did not Yahweh associate us with that? He said that we that wait upon him shall mount up with the wings of an eagle. He said those that wait on him, those that are patient, without murmuring or complaining. And so he characterized a generation and a people. Why? Because it is an adulterous generation. It is an evil generation. And this kind of generation, an adulterous man or woman, cannot be committed in a covenant relationship. And he identifies the assembly of his gathering as a woman. Because a woman, she accents all the fine essentials of love and caring and touch and emotions, more so than a man. She has intrinsic qualities that can be expressed greater than a man. And so he characterized her as this is woman. Do you not realize that Israel, a woman, she went out his assembly and she laid under every bay tree with every kind of strange gods, every kind of deity there was. Why did that take place? Why was this kind of attitude and mindset in a house that had seen the very hand of Yahweh, that had seen his strength, that had been visited by him, his love had been shown toward them, that his character was expressed in the midst of them, and yet she was very unfaithful. She murmured. That is the sign of what you use that be expression for. One that murmurs, one that complains, one that is never satisfied. You go home this evening, you look in your Merriam-Webster dictionary, and look up the word, all right? It is not a derogative expression, but the way man uses it, or the way he takes it and apply it, it is one that is one of the most derogative things there is that can be uttered out today. And these young perverts and these corruptors of hell, they're becoming rich or foolish, those that are given over unto that same spirit. That's why they buy it. That's why they dress like them. That's why they live like them. And it undignifies a woman and reduces her less than a dog. Country music doesn't do that. It doesn't do that with a woman. Even that thing they call acid rock, I don't even listen to it, but it doesn't do that. There's only one form of this stuff that reduces them down to less than a beast. They're less than a beast. Now, parents will not get offended at that, but if the man of Yahweh says something, they will get offended. And yet it calls your daughters and their mothers and their sisters, it reduces them down to less than a carnivorous beast of the field that loves meat. Reduce them down to less than that. But the man of Yahweh says something. He's not sensitive to our emotions. No, true Israel is not going to be overtaken by sensitivity that they cannot obey the Torah and what Yahweh speaks. I'm not going to be some kind of hansy-pansy. We're dealing with the reality of this time. And the reason it is the way it is, because there's a birth of this bastardness in the hearts of many. They have left the covenant relationship of Yahweh, and we see it proliferating in the natural sense as well. That's why it's happening. That's why the young girls have no dignity. That's why they're burning. They pull off their clothes and they're naked. You know, they're naked. They're more naked than the boys now. They show their anatomy that young boys can see it and can express their lust. Why? Because the princes, the rulers, the priests, the powers that be are feeding their mind, and they know one thing, that they are silly. And they're led away with diverse lusts and diverse sins and every kind of corruption. And they fill their minds with that. They feel that. So if I address all women as that, then my mama was that. My sister. And if that is the character of all women, then all women are that way. And that's the character. But no other form of any kind of what we call musical expression does it like this expression today. It doesn't even dignify the woman in any kind of sense. You know, one of the most popular things that is said out here, I will show you the hypocrisy of Yahweh's people. Deacon Ben and I in the world, they would say, "What's up, dog? What's up?" They may not say it like that, but this is my dog here. "What's up, dog? Do you all hear me?" They call one another's dogs because they've been birthed by dogs. That is one of the most popular words today. "What's up, dog? Hey, be good, dog. Take care, dog." That's what they call them today. They call them dogs. And only a dog can produce a dog. We had our slang jargon in that day, but it was never to the point of derogatizing or to be derogative someone. And that N-word, we did not use that in our days, period. I don't care what these corruptors and perverters say. And they express that in such an overly zest term today that's what the young Caucasian pulled up to the black woman. She was hearing that. She said he rolled down his window and said, "What's up, nigga girl? We the niggas on the nig. We niggin' with the niggas. You hoe in the bowl, you niggas." That's the way they talk. Because this is a generation of dogs. This is a generation of dogs. "What's up, dog? This is my dog. What's up, Bow Wow?" That's the way they talk. Isn't there a singer out there? I've heard it. I don't know what he sings, but they call him Bow Wow or something like that. Pow Wow or Bow Wow. That's what a dog does. Isn't it so? He Bow Wow. And so these are the expression of the priestly powers that rule, and they're inhabiting the natural mind of man. And everyone that is given over unto that kingdom covenant of darkness, they give themselves over unto that. It's a generation of dogs, a generation that has been birthed by this female, carnivorous, beastly spirit. It's not one that loves Yahweh. It is one that Yahweh is not going to save. This is one he has given over unto the beasts of the fields. And he showed us that with Jezebel, that the dogs, they came and they consumed this thing, not even the buzzards. This is a generation that is given over to the power of the dogs. And they gnaw and they consume. "What's up, dog?" That's what they say. I hear them when I go there. "What's up, dog? Hey, this is my dog here. What's up, dog? What you call about dog? You never heard that? You never heard it? I have. You ever heard it, my young brother? You ever heard it, Brother Dale? Is that not the most popular expression? What's up, dog? Dog, this is my dog. What's up? Sup, dog? Sup, dog?" That's the way they express it. Is it a legitimate statement? Sure, it's a legitimate statement. It is legitimized by what Scripture says it is. And I hope to bring somewhat of a bit of clarity to that. Because this is a generation that is birthed by this. That's what she is. The bee expression. This is a generation that does nothing but murmur, doesn't it? Complain. that that's what a bee does. She just murmurs about everything. She's never satisfied with anything. She's a complainer. Please, will you do that? Are you afraid to do it? Look up the word B-I-T. You know what the rest says. And tell me what it means. Tell me what it means in our vernacular. Please do. I challenge you all. Tell me. It is one that murmurs and complains. It is one that persistently murmurs. And that's what that spirit does. That's what it does. And so these powerful kings and rulers today, they rule this nation. They rule it. They can sell your sons and daughters. A $3 pair of shoes made on the assembly lines in China, $250. They can sell your sons and daughters something that is so undignified. Something that doesn't accept the beauty of a daughter. And put some kingly power's name on there, and you will buy it at the tunes of billions of dollars. The people of color in this nation, and the ones that are the darkest skin, there is no people that spend the kind of monies foolishly the way that people do. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. We will not be corrected. We will not be instructed. And the people of a lighter color, there is no people that worship the dollar like them, because there's an incessant greed. That is the thing that they find worthy of their praise and their worship. You must understand, worship is what we find to be worthy of our energies, our time, our love. And that's what this nation is given over unto. It's a nation of beastly, untamed people. And that is the truth. I want to begin in scripture. It says in 2 Timothy, as Shaul tells Timothy of the times that shall rise, and there shall be a spirit that will be an adversary or an enemy to the word of Yahweh. We find that today. This is a generation that is so desensitized, that has no affection or caring for nothing. Children don't care for their parents. Parents don't care for their children. There is no covenant relationship there. There is no dialogue. There is no communication. There's an insensitivity. There is no comradeship at all. It is missing today. And the reason why? Because the power that be Shaitan and the ruling forces of hell, because man has gone into relationships that were not ordained of Yahweh. He has done things that Yahweh never intended for him to be a part of. And Yahweh says, because of that, my covenant or my relationship, now he speaks to the house of Israel on this, they have turned away from me. And they have gone after strange deities, strange forces and powers that be. Men today will not identify these things. That's why you find the proliferation of these things today. That's why you find this this transmutation of what they call Christianity and rap and these this lyrical tone. It has overtaken their whole houses, because a whore will enjoin herself with another whore. They are conjoined together. That's what a whore is. She is conjoined. They find companionship there. And that's what this nation and the nations of the world and parents today, because of their own spirit, they murmur, they complain. They don't want no one to speak. That's this generation. They don't want no one to speak correction to their sons and their daughters. They become very offensive. They become very angry. And don't you say anything to them. In my day, a parent, a lawful parent that was of that child, could instruct her children and that one. She would not be offensive. She would not recoil. But today, because they are beastly, and it's one thing about a dog's pack or a pride. If you're not a part of that pride, they will rip you to pieces. Dogs would kill you. If these dogs that I have here, if they were let go in the wilderness for a period of time, they will become as wild and vicious as they are supposed to be. Because they are canines. These are not human beings. They have been domesticated. They have been made docile in some sense. But in their own natural environment, they will take down a deer. They will take down the beasts of the field, and they form what they call a pack. And no other dog comes into that pack. And that's why today, because of that, you that murmur, or those that murmur, it is like a spirit. Is that you know what you will say in the world when someone was like that? And it's the proper enunciation. I do not want to continue to use it. I want to make a point. And so when another dog came to that pack, they would viciously tear that dog to pieces. That's the way it is today. When someone speaks against your pack, you will recoil like a dog. That is the truth. Oh, I'm going to make it plain and simple. Whether you care for me or not, it makes no difference at all. A brother said to me, he said, Pastor Roberts, I love you because you get right in our face. And I tend to get right in your face. I will not try to sugarcoat and become a little patty-waist man. Not for you or anyone else. We need to know truth. We need to understand truth. There are things that are happening. We see people in this nation, ethnicities. We see a people brought down to less than the human status. I was reading an article, man, that teaches Latin in this exclusive school. He said to his students, because 99.9% of his students, they are the Caucasian descendants. He said to them that you must understand that the people of color, especially those that call themselves Negroes, Blacks, or African Americans, they are much inferior. They don't have the ability or the capacity. And what this nation must do, it must come to the realization and be honest enough with itself and say that they are lacking. Slavery was a wonderful thing for them. It taught them some disciplines of laws and some character. This is taught. This is the attitude, whether you all want to buy that or not. It is pervasive. Do you not understand that the average man of color, he earns probably 60 cents to the Caucasian in the same area, in the same field? And a woman of color, she earns less than that. Period. We are people that are given into the caricatures, you know, cartoonish type things. That's what we like, cartoons and caricatures and things that are not reality. That's why idols, shows like that, get so many people watching. There's so many voting. That's why. When it comes to realities and things that will show us even what things that we have allowed to lie dormant in us, we don't like that. We want someone to speak unto us things that are just very pleasant to our flesh. I will not do that. We're dealing with our beings. We're dealing with the fullness. We're dealing with our complete man. We're dealing with life and death. We're not dealing with some kind of little caricature. We're not dealing with some kind of cartoonish drawing. This is a reality. We're not dealing with something that is surreal. This is a reality. And it may bite, but that's all right. It's good for it to bite. When it bites, it causes you to alter your ways and your practices. You know, who is the Caucasian man to say that with his lust and his greed and his selfishness? No different. We don't want to deal with those things that deal with race. Well, race is a big thing and a great factor in this nation today. You can sidestep it all you want to. I'm not afraid to say it because I know what Yahweh's put in me. I'm not afraid to deal with those things. You don't want to deal with it because that's what's in you. Because that's your character. Or there's something that is of a fault there that needs to be corrected. And need to be dealt with. And so we must have someone that has some sense of strength to deal with the things that are pervasive and real today. And if you get under because of that, there's something that is in you that is, your force is not right. I put it that way, your force is not right. A generation that is given over unto savagery. A generation that is given over to dogs. What's up, dog? Next time you out, just kind of pay attention to the conversation of the people. What's up, dog? They call women dogs. They call men dogs. That's what they call them. That's the expression. What's up, dog? My dog. It's a generation that is given over unto the daughters and sons of. That's what they are. And the most proper pronunciation of that in the English vernacular would be a bastard. That's just the truth. That's what it is. You can deny it, but it is the proper grammar form of what it expresses. You can not accept it, but it's an actual reality. That's the problem with Yahweh's people. We don't live in the realm of reality. We want to live in the realm of surrealness. That's why most of our time is spent on meditation of imaginations that are not real, that are so fictitious. That's why you never see the element of restricted power emanated from our lives. Because we love cockatrice. We deal in things that are just not real. And this is the generation of the priestly powers. They're giving this generation that. They give your sons and daughters things that are not real and have no emphasis or force in life at all. And they buy it by the billions of dollars. And they raise up for 50 cents and give him 50 million. And yet those hands underneath 50 cents, those Caucasian hands are making billions. Do you understand that? They don't mind giving him 50 billion. They're going to make billions. They tell a Jazzy Z to put his name on a pair of shoes and they will make hundreds of billions. And they will give him some pennies, a few pennies and a few nickels. And yet they will have the power to pull the puppet. Don't say that. Don't talk like that. Don't talk in that, sisters. Just let them know they're hoes. Let them know they're bad. Let them know they're dogs. Keep that going. Come on, my dogs. And they've been reduced down to a savage people. A people that are full of savagery. Daughters are like savages with their mamas and sons with their dad. They have no honor, no respect for nothing at all. They have a beastly mind. They cannot ascertain anything. The educational system has dumbed them down. That's acceptable. That's all right. What's up, dog? Hey, this is my dog. And I'm not talking about the illiterate or those that are disenfranchised. I'm talking about those that have the elitist status and those that have the... What's up, my dog? They're dogs because that is an actual metaphoric reality of what they are. They're dogs. And that is the truth. Say what you will. It was one thing in the days that you did not even have to tell someone, because the people in the 60s and 50s and 40s had a sense of reality. And the reason they did, because they would study things. You would see an old man, and women don't understand that today. You would see an old man, he would sit down and he would have this intense look on his face. He may just be looking at the leaves on the tree, but he saw more than a leaf. His mind would meditate and he would think in everything that surrounded that leaf. That's how I think. And you wonder, what's on your mind? He said, nothing. But there's something deeper than the expression of what he's looking at on his mind that he is trying to get a great sense of that. Well, what they've done today, they reduced their minds down to like a dog. I go out there with those dogs and I show them a piece of meat. And they will literally tear each other up to get that piece of meat. Now, that's what they reduced the human race down to, like dogs. They will lie, they will steal, they will cheat to get that meat. Now, the meat that HaMashiach offers us, we don't want that. What meat is that? To hear the word of Yahweh, to do His will, and to obey what He commands us to do. I have meat to eat that you know not of, and that is to do the will of my Abba, and to finish it. That's what it's for. And it's one thing about a dog, you can almost feed it continuously. It will still eat and eat and eat. You watch these dogs, they don't chew food, they just... They would take a piece of chicken like that and 3-4 bites. Then he will puke it up. And he'll fight the other one. If the other one come and eat that. What are you saying? It is an ingurgitation of this filth and trash. That mothers puke it up to their daughters, and daughters puke it up to their daughters. And you have a generation of people that have no covenant relationship or no sense of what covenant is. Mamas, their minds are twisted as a lunatic from hell. It is one thing that a mother hen or a cow in the field, it brings along the beast in a way that it understands the environment. Out of all the goats we have, the smallest one out there, little pygmy, I've never seen any goat out there that cared for her young like that one. No other goat. The other ones will butt them off. They're cold toward them. There is no conversation. There is no intermingling. There is no affection. There is no touch. There's no love. But that little thing, she's the smallest thing out there. And I admire, because I watch her with her kids. From day one, she said, come on, get it. She had four. Just two lived. But she had four. And from day one, even all of them, she had the ability to say, come on, get it. I'm here. I'm mommy. I got it for you. So a dog, do you know what a dog will do? Do y'all know what a dog will do? What the female will do? Do y'all understand what she will do? She'll eat them. She'll eat them up. And that's what they're doing today. They're giving their daughters over to doctors that they're being eaten up by forces of hell. And they think that they're doing something right. 11-year-old pregnant. It doesn't make sense. Something is twisted. The mindset. That's, brothers and sisters, those things happen every day. All over this nation. It's a nation of beastly people. It's a dog. You ever heard of the phrase, it's a dog-eat-dog world? You ever heard of that? It is a dog-eating dog world. Dogs. Eating and gnawing. That's what it is. It's a dog-eating world. And they'll raise up these fabulous princes today. And they deck them out in gold apparel and garments of gold and diamonds and things that tingleize the mind of a dog generation. It's one thing that chicken does with them dogs, boy. When I tell them to sit, they will sit. They get antsy. They get angry. And I will at times torment them. Put it right to their nose and they try to get it. And when they can't get it, they look at me. And they reveal their canine teeth to show you that I got something. And I'll rip you to pieces, man. That's why they do that. That's why they growl the way they do. Because they want those teeth to be seen, the canines, those on the side. They don't worry about the rest because the rest is small as any other dog. But the canines, they want from that tooth all the way back. And so that's how they respond to me. As they sit down. And I step back and they look at me. Sit down. And I go back here. And just let them get a lick of it. Just see how they respond. And so that's what this world is doing today. Just let them lick just a little bit. The dogs now. Hallelujah. Wait, that's all right. Get quiet on me. But he always going to bring it home. He's not going to miss one thing at all. Do you hear that? We have a generation of men today that are trying to spare a people. And you're always not going to spare them. Let me move quickly. I want to read this first. I want to read this in Hosea. I want to show you why this generation is in the predicament. And why they have rejected the word of Yahweh. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. It says this. Yahweh says, my people, they are destroyed. They are condemned, they are damned, they are separated, they are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected. When one rejects something, they say it has no value, no importance to them, or no purpose in their lives. This is the generation that rejects any kind of instruction or counsel. This is the generation that rejects any kind of critiquing. This is a generation that cannot tell you what is right and wrong, because their mind is not governed, or the mind of this generation is governed by the powers that be. It's governed by principalities and powers and rulers. That's why you find in generations, I don't care how they try to polish themselves up, you find the same thing happening through every dispensation of the generations of the lineage of that family. And out of them you may find one that Yahweh calls out of the midst of the cauldron of the dark perils of that family lineage, and he saves them. And they all go the very same way. Every last one of them. Yes, it was the Avads, the fathers of Israel, that set the pattern of wickedness. And we have followed and pursued the very same patterns of the fathers of Israel. But Yahweh say, as the mama is, so is the daughter. There's a birth, and there are intrinsic things that come from the mama. Are we like our mama? We've been birthed from above our New Jerusalem. We ought to be like that birth. It is the city of Yahweh. It is the city of Yahweh. So Yahweh knows what he's saying, He knows what he's saying. And so, can I tell you this before I go farther? I don't know if I didn't get the papers this week. I will. There was a young girl that was 13 years old. And there were seven boys, seven or eight, You all, I know you probably heard this one. If you listen to any kind of news, you heard this one. But there were 7 or 8 boys. She was at a store. And so the boy said, hey, come on, girl, let's walk. So she goes with them to a place she didn't even know. And she had relationship with all 7 of them. Every last one of them. So she goes home and tells her mother that these boys, the oldest one was about 17, the other was 14, 13. One was oldest 9 years old. Do y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? This is a generation that has been birthed by the spirit of the dogs. It is one thing about the year of the Chinese. They always had the year of the dogs, the fox, the buffalo, don't they? This is a generation of the dogs. So she takes care of all of those little boys. Do you hear me? She goes home because she's late. She finds herself in trouble. She tells her mother that the reason this happened because these boys, they raped me. So they round up all these boys. They arrest them from their homes. And then she changed the story and said, well, that's not how it happened. I wanted them to do that. So it was all a participatory thing. It was something that I participated in. It wasn't that they made me do it. I wanted to do it. And so out of that, the only one that they're going to charge with some form of statutory rape is the one that is 17. But the other boys, there is no charge with them. But yet this little thing, this beast, she admitted doing it willingly. It was no one that made her do it. Brothers and sisters, this is the norm of the society. Whether you believe that or not, these are normal things. This is what we call normal today. This is not what we call abnormal. It is normal. These things happen constantly, consistently. Why? Because it is one thing that the female dog will do. She will never take time to raise the litter. Or she will feed them until she sits that they're able to go on their own, and then you're out. Period. That's the way it goes. That's the way this generation is. Giving your children over onto MTV, to the iPods and everything, to internet. They're being raped. They're being overtaken. Their minds are being twisted. You've given them over onto that, and you have not opened them up onto your way. That's the difference. And so we're reaping what we have sown. We're getting back what we put in. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You put in nothing, honey, you're going to get nothing. You put in valuable, intelligent time, you will see it. You will see it. You put in time with your son and your daughters, you will see the reward. You put nothing in there, you're not going to get anything. Period. So nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And that's all a female dog will do, feed them. And that's it. And she will go out in the pack, she will gorge herself, she will come back and puke it out. And they will eat. And so the very same things that mothers and this hoist generation has eaten is puking up or regurgitating the same thing. It's almost like a cow that it brings up its cud and chew it again. And that's what it has done. Because they have rejected knowledge. What is knowledge? It is the revelation of truth. What is truth? Instructions. The wisdom of Yahweh. That's the only knowledge that is of any value. Nothing else makes a transformation in life. All knowledge by all sensual knowledge is devilish. It is earthly. It brings a man under captivity and bondage. There's only one knowledge that brings a man to the excellence of the power and the knowledge of Yahweh. And that is who he is. And he is revealed unto us by his restraints, constraints, his instructions, his desires, his purpose for you, that we know that he is superior and he is the mighty one of all things, because he made all things. So his people, they are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hear this. He says this, I will reject you. Now when something is rejected, it is cast away. We don't want to believe that Yahweh is that. You reject knowledge, Yahweh rejects you. You resist knowledge, you withstand Yahweh. And it actually means when one rejects knowledge, it is one that is shaitan. That's how it is enunciated in the Hebraic expression. To withstand. So when one rejects, they withstand. They will not hear. This generation, it receives corrupt things, but it doesn't receive the knowledge of Yahweh. Yahweh says, because of that, I will reject you. He said that you shall not be a priestly or a Kohan, or a people that know how to offer up the right oblations and the right offerings to me, seeing you have forgotten the Torah, the law. This generation has forgotten the Torah of Yahweh. He said, you have forgotten the Torah of Yahweh, your Abba. Listen, he says this, I will forget who? I will forget who? I will also forget your what? Children. Now that is what has happened. This is a time that we're in. That a generation that has forgotten the Torah, any discipline. Brothers and sisters, let me take you back to my days a little moment, all right? Those that are over 50, they understand, and those in their 40s, even some in their 30s, very few in their mid or latters. There was an attitude about parents and the community. It made no difference what community you lived in. And they had the sense of what was right and what was wrong. And they taught us right and wrong. They developed our attitudes and our personalities because they did not want us to be stereotyped and looked upon as some heathen without any kind of intellectual capacity to understand proper etiquette and proper form of things. That's what they did. Now this generation, now you find the mothers in their 30s and down, it has, you have seen a great transformation. A great transformation. The mindset. No honor. I would honor Miss Brooks like I did my mother. I honored Miss Coffee like I did Miss Cooley. Made no difference at all. And if Miss Cooley instructed me, I received that. And I did not walk away with this murmuring, disregarding of her comments or her instruction. With this generation, it's not like that. Because the mothers before, they have been of the dog spirit. And they've raised their pack. Boy, they will fight for that pack to death. And that's what a dog does. That's what the dog does. That's it. So they fight for their pack. They fight for theirs. That's why they were being lovers of pleasures, lovers of themselves, more than lovers of Yahweh. He tells you to love your neighbor, your brother, your sister, like you love yourself. You said for defense of Torah and teaching of his mitzvot, his instruction, we defend that. But a dog will just defend its pride. It will defend its pack. It will not defend Yahweh. He said, you have rejected my Torah. And your children, you shall see the fruit upon your children. You shall see it. You shall see the fruit upon your children. And parents today, they steal well. They go in their own corrupt thinking. That's the situation. Now I'm talking to us now. Yahweh's people. Is not that what Yisrael did when he brought them out? He showed them a mighty hand, did he not? He brought them through the very powerful, established army of Pharaoh. No nation was like Egypt. I do believe that there were times in Egypt that the higher powers, that there were relationships with the gods and the powers above the Shemael. I believe that. I believe that's how they were able to build the pyramids and the Sphinx. These were not feats of natural men. And I do believe in my own analogy that there was some form, there are other forms of life, there are cherubim and seraphims. And the sons of Yahweh, they looked down and saw the daughters of men. They were fair, and they came into them, and they produced Nephilim, or giants, or powerfully men in the world. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. We have to read scripture for what it is. And I believe that there were conversation. And these gods, they're the form of dogs and beasts. That's what these gods are. They're the forms of all kinds. This Egyptology and these Egyptian gods, they have dog faces. Dagon had a face of a dog. And these powers go into them. And you parents, you are so, I say, with no carefulness. This is such an immature generation. It is a generation that is immature. It was one thing that the younger women did in the day. They would listen to the elderly women to instruct them, to teach them. The young men, they listen with all openness of heart. They will not dispute the elders. They will open their ears to hear. Even in tribal Africa, a young man did not even speak until he said, "Elder, may I speak?" And then when the elder gave him permission, he would speak. And young men really didn't even speak. The elder spoke. Because they were men of wisdom. They were men of experience. They knew how to go out and hunt. They understood the paradigms of life and marriage. And so they didn't even speak until the elder spoke. Eli didn't speak until it was all over with. This is a generation because of this dog. Hey, when the dogs began to bark, y'all hear these dogs out here barking? You can hear them back there? They howl, don't they? Especially around 2 in the morning when they howl. Well, you can hear it all over. I know the howl from when someone is coming in. They just playing around. And that's what this generation is doing. It howls at Yahweh. Grumbles and gripes. Don't want that. Don't give me that. Don't tell me that. Yahweh said that's the only way. Don't you know the only way he brought saviors or Yahshuachs to the house of Israel, that he would raise up Navis, men, and they save them. Let me move quickly. Verse 7 of the same chapter. He said, I will forget your children. He said, now as they increase, is this generation increasing? Has there ever been upon the face of the earth amount of people from the beginning of creation up to now, and all the people to this day, there has never been the number of people that has that have exceeded the number that is upon the face of the earth. So as this people increase, so they sin against who? They sin against Yahweh. They transgress His Torah. They defy it. Parents don't teach the Torah. They don't teach the living word of Yahweh today. Daddies don't live it, and mamas don't live it, and the youngers don't live it. There's a generation of retardation. And I use those expressive superlatives that it will carry some weight in our minds and our hearts. It's a generation of retarded children. When a young man doesn't know how to pull his pants on his butt, a young girl doesn't know how to tie up her shoes, something is wrong. I learned that when I was 3 years old. Has nothing to do with fashion. Has nothing to do with that. It is how they brought them down to a peace and reduced their minds to even function properly. That's what they've done. So they raise up a 50 cents. They raise up an Eminem. That's what they do. And the lifestyles of those that are given to those prisons are just like this. Come on, this man Eminem called his wife everything it is. A bee, a hoe, a Jezebel. He put a gun to her head, boom, 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 boom. Goes back and marry her again. 3 months later, divorced again. If you tell me that is not a twisted mentality, it's twisted. It's a twisted mindset. They are the ones that make your sons and daughters spin. That's why the market is full of girls like that. They market them. They have commercials. They market them. Why? Because they know they can get Bow Wow to make them act like a Bow Wow or a dog and make mama spend money. Mama, please. Oh, mama, please, please. I can't grab it. Daddy, please. Thank you, brother. I will. Thank you kindly. Oh, I intend to make the devil mad. And all devils will get mad today. Those that are listening, those that are here, those that will hear, they will get mad. So it makes me no different. He said, the more they increase in this generation, we see the proliferation of babies out of both draw legs. Babies that are illegitimate. It's the truth. Babies that have no knowledge of even their avat, because many times a woman don't know. Sure, there are women that have been caught in their lust and their sin, and they performed that act, and they regretted that all their lives, sure. But these women today, these young ones, they practice. It is a different thing when one practices something. When one practices something, they do it all the time. Hallelujah. That's all right. He says, so they sin against me. He said, therefore will I change their great honor into shame. They fed upon the sins of my people. Now, he's talking about the Kohens. Now, they fed upon the sins of my people. And they set their left, their heart on their iniquity. Now, he's talking about the priests. That's what they did. They fed upon the sins. He said, because they're doing sin, then I won't talk about it. And I can do my thing. That's what these men like T.D. Jakes and the Benny Hinn, they don't talk about sin because they feed upon the sins of the people. They feed upon their transgressing the Torah. Because the priests are transgressing the Torah. They say, well, it's all right. I know these things are going to happen. So we won't mess with that. We'll let you go, la 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 la. No, I'm going to deal with it. So they fed upon the sins of his people. You think, Yahweh, for man, that will tell you the truth and speak his profound utterance. We're going to need that. Above all things, that's the only thing that's going to help you in this day. The Cadillacs are not going to help you. The wealth is not going to help you. You're trying to say son or daughter is not going to help you. You're going to have to allow Yahweh to save you. For we are not fully saved. No, you haven't been kept because it is the power of his truth that keeps one. And you will know you have a love for his truth because you will obey him in all faithfulness. Is that not what a wife is when she loves her husband? Is she not faithful? When a man truly loves his wife, he's not faithful. Sure, he's faithful in every aspect. He doesn't give himself to chance to destroy the covenant relationship. Yahweh has not given himself the chance to remove his love away from his house. He's going to always love his people. And the powers that be understand that. So they have set up these different kingdom powers in the earth today. And in every segment of society, in every nation, in every people, they have done that. There are things that cross sins every nationality and every race, isn't it? And it's one that we always talk about, and it's called music. Is that not so? Music speaks in every language, what they say. There's a corporation, if you've ever heard of it, I know you have it, it's called Muzak. You know what Muzak is. When you go in these department stores, they play the classical music. They never play songs of lyrical songs. They're always instrumental. That's all Muzak plays. They're a powerful corporation. All these stores you go to, the music is not generated in the store. It is generated now by some computer design that they can alter the emotions of the people. They make them buy. They know what you sell, whether it's trendy or what. And they induce the mind of the people to buy in the stores. That's what they do, brothers and sisters. Those that what we call the ritual class people, they have a certain type of music when they go in there and induce them to buy and to spend money. It is a very thing of trickery. And I recall back when that song came out with that pervert Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones and these harlots and Diana Ross. It was called We Are the World. We are the people. We are the ones to make a better life, so let's start living. You all remember that? Never in the history of music had they played a song that was lyrical to that time. And everywhere in the nation, when that song came out, everybody played it at the same time. Same time. Every radio station. I don't care if it was country and western. I don't care what it was. Everyone played that song at the same time. Now, you don't understand the indications of that. You don't understand the priestly powers that were raised up to orchestrate that this pervert Michael Jackson. Come on, Lynn, I believe that the man lay with those young boys. He took advantage. He raped them. He seduced them. Yes, I believe it. The man did that. And so these are the kingly powers of the priestly men. It's the same way. You can go to the white side. It makes no difference at all. These are the men that open the doors of the heart. Everyone was open unto that. Everyone. Everyone. We find it today. We find they were the men. And everyone, I'll go back and I'll find out who all saying that. I want to look at that. I'll find that out this week. And every last one of them, they solidify the kingdom work of darkness. From that, you got this hood music. You got the rappers. All of that began to proliferate. From that, all of that, music is the thing now, is the thing, music is the thing, is the power to lure and to alter the conscience of man, to move him into a different realm. There's a movement to the realm of Yahweh, but it moves him into an altered state of mind. That's why the young girls at Daybor, they get out there, boy. They shake their booty, they shake their butts. I mean, it's the way they shake it, it's not even realistic. The gyration of their body, it's not even humanly impossible. It's humanly impossible. It really is. And they do it to seduce foolish, stupid men and women. The young girls today, they take pleasure in other girls too.